Today is February 12th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We have an exciting lineup of topics today, focusing on the latest advancements in AMD technology, particularly in the realm of GPU performance and machine learning frameworks. Let's dive into the headlines. 1. Reinforcement learning from human feedback on AMD GPUs. AMD has released a new blog post detailing the integration of the Virl framework with ROCm 7.0.0, emphasizing its scalability and performance for large-scale reinforcement learning, RLHF. 2. Unified video decode implementation. AMD has merged a unified video decode implementation into Mesa 26.1, streamlining video acceleration across its Radeon SI and RadV Vulkan drivers. 3. Cache-aware scheduling update. Intel has shared updates on cache-aware scheduling for Linux, which, while primarily aimed at their processors, also shows performance gains for AMD EPYC processors. 4. Ongoing development for legacy CPU ports. The Linux kernel continues to see activity with updates for legacy CPU ports like Spark and Alpha, ensuring ongoing support and improvements. 5. NVIDIA AI Day in São Paulo. NVIDIA recently hosted an AI Day in São Paulo, showcasing advancements in AI technologies and their implications for the region. Now, let's take a deeper dive into these topics. Reinforcement learning from human feedback on AMD GPUs. A significant highlight today is AMD's announcement regarding the Virl framework, which has been integrated with ROCm 7.0. The blog post, authored by Vicky Tsang and others, introduces Virl as an efficient RLHF framework designed for scalable and high-performance training. To give you some context, reinforcement learning from human feedback has gained traction following the success of models like ChatGPT. The Virl framework aims to fill the gap in open-source RLHF tools that can effectively support high-efficiency training. The integration with ROCm 7.0 allows developers to leverage AMD's Instinct MI300X GPUs, which are optimized for this type of workload. The blog outlines how to set up the environment using Docker, providing scripts for both single-node and multi-node training setups. For instance, in single-node training, you can launch the Docker image with a command that enables device access and sets up shared memory. The framework supports various RL algorithms like proximal policy optimization, PPO, and group relative policy optimization, GRPO, which can be configured through detailed training scripts. Performance benchmarks are particularly impressive, with the MI300X outperforming NVIDIA's H100 in both throughput and convergence accuracy across several models. For example, the MI300X achieved 1,428.64 tokens per second on the DeepSeek LLM-7B chat model, which is a 56% improvement over the H100. This positions AMD as a strong contender in the AI training space, particularly for large language models. Unified video decode implementation. Next, we have an exciting update regarding video decoding on AMD GPUs. The recent merge into Mesa 26.1 has unified the video decode implementation between the Radeon SI Gallium 3D and RadV Vulkan drivers. This is a significant step forward because traditionally, video decoding was handled separately by these two drivers, which could lead to inconsistencies and a fragmented experience. The new unified implementation, led by AMD's David Roska, now covers Video Core Next, VCN, VCN JPEG, and Unified Video Decode, UVD engines. The immediate benefit of this change is that it allows support for older Hawaii GPUs in the RadDV Vulkan video framework, expanding the capabilities of legacy hardware. This consolidation reduces code complexity by about 1.4K lines while enhancing the overall efficiency of video decoding processes on AMD platforms. Cache-aware scheduling update. In another corner of the tech world, Intel has posted updates on cache-aware scheduling for Linux. Although primarily targeted at Intel's processors, testing has shown that this new scheduling method can also benefit AMD EPYC processors. Cache-aware scheduling aims to improve cache locality by collocating tasks that share data within the same cache domain. This reduces cache misses and the overhead associated with cache bouncing. The latest patches introduce a more refined approach, which includes avoiding certain costly sorting behaviors and maintaining better task accounting for cache preferences. While this might seem like a minor improvement, it can lead to significant performance gains in multi-threaded workloads, especially for data-intensive applications that run on AMD EPYC processors. Cache ongoing development for legacy CPU ports. Turning our attention to broader Linux kernel developments, it's worth mentioning the ongoing activity surrounding legacy CPU ports like Spark and Alpha. Despite being older architectures, they continue to receive updates, ensuring they remain functional and relevant within the Linux ecosystem. Recent patches for Linux 7.0 have addressed various issues, including user space memory corruption for Alpha and improvements for Spark. These updates are crucial for maintaining the integrity of systems that still rely on these architectures, showcasing the commitment to inclusivity within the Linux community. NVIDIA AI Day in São Paulo. Lastly, NVIDIA recently held an AI Day in São Paulo, which gathered over 500 attendees to discuss the latest AI advancements. The event highlighted Brazil's ambitious artificial intelligence plan for 2024-2028, which aims to invest around $4 billion into AI development across various sectors. The discussions focused on how NVIDIA's technologies can accelerate AI initiatives in Brazil, particularly in healthcare, finance, and agriculture. This aligns with the global trend of leveraging AI to drive innovation and efficiency in various industries. NVIDIA's partnerships with local startups and educational institutions are also noteworthy, as they aim to foster a robust AI ecosystem in the region. This includes the use of NVIDIA's NeMo framework for developing large language models, which could have implications for how AI technologies are deployed in Brazil and beyond. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the developments in AMD's reinforcement learning capabilities, along with the unification of video decoding and ongoing Linux kernel support for legacy architectures, position AMD as a key player in the evolving landscape of AI and GPU technologies. The competition remains fierce, especially with NVIDIA's advancements, but AMD's commitment to open source solutions and performance optimization is paving the way for exciting innovations in the coming years. Thank you for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Stay tuned for more insights and updates in the world of GPUs and AI technology.